Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick. Southeast Radio.
Sir Richard Branson.
Screw convention. You've got to stand out from the crowd if you're building a company. Look to start businesses out of frustration. Make people smile. People want to be entertained. I'm Branson, Sir Richard Branson.
Well, I'm delighted to announce that in April, the legendary Sir Richard Branson, founder of the global Virgin brand, will be joining us here on Business Matters. And we'd be delighted if you could contribute to this very special interview. If you would like to put a question to one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs, please email businessmatters@southeastradio.ie. My first guest this morning is Richard Campion from Argo. He's brought his architectural talents to the Bahamas, and now he plans to bring its sustainable building design expertise to New York. David, before we discuss Argo, I'd like to get an insight into your own background.
Well, construction was always in the blood. My father was a contractor, so myself and the brothers were dragged to building sites from a very young age, so got exposed to the industry. And then I managed to get some, during school, some work experience with an architectural firm, and then that pretty much convinced me that that's one of what I wanted to do. So I went on to study. I finished college and got some work experience in the States and in San Francisco. Came back to work with a large firm of architects in Dublin, Murray O'Leary Architects. Worked with them for 10 years. And before heading out to the Caribbean to open their Caribbean and South American headquarters. And unfortunately, that was back in 2010, and that office went, Murray O'Leary went into liquidation 3 to 4 months after the Caribbean office opened, unfortunately. So I freelanced for 18 months with a couple of developers, and it started my own company, Argo.
So talk to us about your vision for Argo at the time.
Well, I suppose coming from Ireland to the very sophisticated construction industry, I had the pleasure of working with a lot of great architects, technologists in the sector. So I had the benefit of all that mentoring. And when I arrived in the Caribbean, I saw there was opportunity to introduce an architectural firm that would offer, you know, international standards into the Caribbean, but with a very focused approach to digital construction and climate intelligence, and because the Caribbean has a lot of challenges with hurricanes, with the requirement for earthquake proofing. And from my background working in San Francisco, I got a lot of experience with earthquake proofing of buildings. And then, of course, living and working in the Caribbean and getting to know and understand the risks and challenges of designing buildings to withstand hurricanes. So I felt the market was ready for that kind of specialised focus from an architectural firm. And that's the kind of anchors that I built Argo's expertise on.
And how did you go about acquiring clients in the Caribbean?
It can be daunting starting your own business in a strange land where, you know, you've only just about got your bearings before you've to set up your own business. So the focus was, you know, certainly the architectural firm with the climate intelligence and digital construction was a new approach to architecture in the Caribbean. So that messaging helped, and clients were intrigued. They wanted to know more. But we were still those strangers in Barbados and the Caribbean. So we wanted to try and acquire credibility as quick as possible and through recognised international brands. So we basically targeted the top 10 brands in Barbados, which included the likes of Virgin, Digicel, and then hospitality brands like Radisson and Marriott. And through a number of opportunities that we managed to secure, modest opportunities, but there were modest opportunities with globally recognised brands. So that allowed Argo to start to get traction in the market and we grew steadily from there.
And David, I suppose one of the key differences between the Irish market and the Caribbean market is the lack of building regulations in the Caribbean. So what was the driver for businesses like Digicel and Virgin to embrace the services and the technology that you were providing?
Great question, because that's for these global entities, they have executives flying in from all over the world. So when they fly into Caribbean territories, they expect the same results. They expect that their facilities are going to be world class, and so they expect architectural firms like Argo not to be only conscious of the local regulations, which are very important when it comes to earthquake requirements and hurricane requirements, but also to international standards like the International Building Code, which we use throughout the islands. So we're always going to be conscious of local regulations, but we'll always surpass them by working with internationally recognised building codes.
And talk to us about the Caribbean as a place to do business. How does it differ from that of Ireland?
Of course, the architecture is there's a very different focus to the architecture with regard to, you know, how we design buildings in the Caribbean as opposed to how we design buildings in back home. And, you know, back home we design buildings to keep heat in, and in the Caribbean we design buildings to keep heat out. And so very different approach, but the focus for any architectural firm, I think, is, you know, what kind of architecture do you like to practice? And we've won a number of international awards for the kind of architecture that we like to practice, which is architecture of its time, informed by technology of its time. So quite contemporary in our approach to architecture. And, you know, whether that's out in the Caribbean or back in Ireland, that approach is, that's cross-territory approach. And, you know, we found that we've a staff of 44 architects, architectural technologies, and from 15 different countries. So their experience in how they were trained in architecture, their own upbringing, cultural norms from the countries that they've grown up in, creates a sort of a melting pot of talent and ideas that allows Argo to respond in a very unique way to a client's brief, whether that be in New York, a client in New York, or a client in the Caribbean, or indeed clients back home here in Dublin.
And can you provide us with some case study examples of Argo's work in the sustainable business design space and the results which those projects have delivered to date?
Sure. So one example is a luxury golf community project we're working on in Barbados. One of the buildings that was part of the brief was a golf performance centre. That's basically, you know, a couple of teaching studios, and it's where golfers, amateur golfers or even beginners, go to have their swing digitally analysed. It's quite a sophisticated facility, and it basically helps people on their roads to be able to develop a good golf swing so they can enjoy the game. So that building, we worked with an expert, sort of global expert at fitting out these buildings, these golf performance centres, Tim Cutchill, in partnership with Roddy Carr. And he delivered over, I think it was 800 of these facilities around the world. And this was the first golf performance centre where, you know, he had to ask, where is the air conditioning? He'd never fitted out a golf performance centre without air conditioning. And that goes back to Argo's approach to sustainable design. And it starts with identifying the site, the opportunities, the trade winds, how they move across the site, how you position the building to avail of that natural passive ventilation strategy, whilst at the same time, you know, providing floor-to-ceiling louvers to shield the building from the rain, and then high-level trickle louver ventilation into each studio, and out to the driving range. So that kind of approach from day one, deciding that this building was going to be energy positive, it was going to generate more energy than it uses through photovoltaic panels at roof level and low energy usage throughout, as well as recycled rainwater and providing all its water needs, and of course solar water heating. So that's just one example of the kind of approach we take to deliver environmentally conscious architecture.
Argo recently announced plans to open an office in New York with a 16-hour workday as standard. Talk to us about that decision, David.
We have existing clients in New York, and the opportunity to better connect our existing clients in New York to our offices in the Caribbean and Ireland was very tempting, particularly with the extent of investments that flows from the US into the Caribbean and into Ireland, which is $4 billion rather into the Caribbean and $8 billion into Ireland. So the scale of that investment is something we're very interested in. And how can we assist our existing clients, secure more clients on US soil, and better connect them to our offices in the Caribbean for projects in the Caribbean and to Dublin for projects throughout Ireland.
And finally, David, what are the emerging trends in sustainable business design?
Trend-wise, I think that the biggest change now is businesses becoming very aware that there has to be a rethink on how they go about developing new facilities and new projects, and that what used to be an afterthought or perhaps on the periphery of a brief is now the sole focus of brief. How can we deliver energy positive architecture and facilities for our business going forward? And that's the most positive development, the whole mindset shift.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was David Campion from Argo, and we would like to wish the company every continued success as it enters the US market.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick. Southeast Radio.